Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 262. Good morning.
Here we are. Good morning. Good evening. And good night. Can you believe Alex has never seen The Truman Show? Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Oh, no? I was like, that was random, but no, that is weird.
Okay, no, it wasn't that random. Yeah, no, I'm random, but not that random.
I mean, I've seen it, but not recently. Like, I couldn't
quote
it. It's
such a classic. Oh, good afternoon, good evening, and good night is one of them. Wait, is that from Bruce Almighty?
You're just pulling out Jim Carrey quotes.
Damn, did I misquote The Truman Show? Hold on. At least it's the same actor, so it wouldn't be that bad.
It's from Liar Liar.
It's from The Truman Show. No, it's not from Liar Liar.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Anyway, hello guys. Hi, here guys. We are. We've got an episode today. Actually, we've got quite a good episode. This second topic that we're going to talk about fell right on my cooter cat this morning, and I was so excited about it.
I kind of feel bad.
No,
well,
I don't.
Not for both people, but just for one of them.
Yeah, they're like families and stuff. I feel bad. But this is like almost... Honestly, I think it's worse. Like the matter of which they were caught, I think it's worse than Ned being caught with the Try Guys.
It's kind of on that level, but yeah, no, I would agree.
Like it's only not worse because Ned was the wife guy and that made it even worse. Anyway, we'll get to that, but it's good. It's
Ned's
really
was more stupid, I think.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, this first topic is about somebody by the name of Vanilla Mace. Have you heard of her? She's exploding on the interwebs.
No.
You don't know Vanilla Mace?
Name doesn't ring a bell.
This girl.
Never seen her in my life.
That's so interesting. We just reside in different universes. We truly do. But no, Vanilla has been getting a lot of... I don't know what her real name is.
I was going to say, is that her first name?
Yeah, I only know a brief lore about her. I know she was a stripper and she used to like document stripping and stuff. And then she started streaming and I don't know at what point she got big, but she's like super funny and likable and she plays games and does silly goofy things and just like people really, really like her. And then she'll also do like on TikTok, like Labubu or like Pop Mart unboxing stuff. That's gotten really big for her.
Fucking
just in general, I think her personality, I can't get on the Labubu train.
I don't get it.
It's overconsumption's literal final boss is the Labubu. Like, it's just like, why am I going to get a mystery thing?
And then people. Look how cute they are. And I'm like, I mean, sure.
No, they're not. And that's in the eye of the beholder, I suppose, because I look at it and I'm like, oh, thank God my kids don't like it. Because that would be a different story.
Oh my God.
My kids haven't.
If you ever get your kids Labubus or if you get them the fucking Stanley cups with all the fucking things all over it, no, not allowed.
Okay. My kids do have Stanley cups, but.
They better not have.
They don't have snack trays. No, they don't have snack trays.
There's like little, almost like how Crocs, they have those things that they put
Gibbets?
On them. Yeah, I feel like they have that, but for Stanley Cups.
Oh, no, I haven't seen those yet. But no, just plain old Stanleys. And still, they drink out of mine, so it didn't work. I got it because they were drinking out of mine. I was like, oh, they could drink out of their own. No, of course not. But anyway, kids love Labubus, but also adults love Labubus, and I don't get it.
I feel like mostly adults love them.
Yeah, but what pisses me off about them is that it's usually a blind buy. I know that there's people who buy from resellers where they can see exactly what they're getting, but a lot of people like the blind buy of it, and then they get duplicates, and then they're like, oh, another one? And I'm like, yeah, that's how this works.
Aren't they just like different colors? It's not like
different colors.
Actually...
And then everyone's looking for the secret, but the secret is just like one ugly motherfucking Labubu. Like, I don't get it.
After Pokemon cards, that was my last unnecessary collectible.
No, but
obsession.
At least you could play with Pokemon cards. Like, you could, like, play the game.
I mean, I didn't. We just collected them.
I played with Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! But, like, yeah, I just feel like, in general, I don't get the Labubu thing. Anyway, she unboxes them. She goes to Pop Mart. She loves them. She thinks they're cute. And not just Labubu. She likes the other ones, too. I don't know what the names are. But she's just funny. Like, everything she does, like, she's just got, like, a bubbly personality. She's funny. Whatever. People like her.
Is she just on TikTok or does she...
No, she's on Twitch.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's her main thing. She streams on Twitch. And then, yeah, she is on TikTok as well. And recently, she's just blown the fuck up. Like, literally, she's got a lot of followers, a lot of attention right now. And this, what we're going to talk about, is her first scandal. So she's really breaking into the internet.
Oh, I was going to say, so we like her?
Oh, yeah. No, I like her a lot. I think she's great.
So what is the scandal? Did she do something bad or did someone else do something bad?
Well, so what had happened was Vanilla Mace likes to get tooth gems. And you just recently informed me and traumatized me with a picture of you having tooth gems in the past as well.
I mean, what haven't I done?
No, I know. I know. That's true.
In the beauty or beauty adjacent industry. Yeah. On our show, Beauty Trippin' for Clever, where we'd like go get stuff done. The whole like premise of the show is that you'd get in the car and there'd be a clue waiting for you, and then you'd like not know where you were going. It would just be an address and the clue, and then we'd guess. Did we know where we were going when you did it?
No. We got clues.
Like, we were genuinely guessing.
Oh, no, I think we faked it.
I was going to say.
I can't
remember.
Because
there was a lot of the times where, I had to know where we were going because I needed to, like, prepare or, like, be okay with it or something. This one, I didn't know where we were going before, and I wasn't thrilled when we got there because I didn't want tooth gems. We ended up just, like, getting them. I don't know if Jocelyn's maybe it was in a normal spot. Mine, it was two red ones. I don't know. But
I think they were fucking with you, to be honest.
Front teeth. Well, no, it was we told them what to do, I think.
So I'll have you point to which tooth you would like to get.
Should we do
that one?
Right up front?
Or just your middle tooth.
Come Let's do two.
I think
Let's
go, do big. Go, go big. Big. One on go each. Big. Go big. Go big. It looks really, really, really cute. It's very natch. Soupy doopy natch. All right, Lil. Yeah. Here's your mirror.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've ever looked better.
It was just that, like, I knew I wasn't keeping them. So it was like, just more of like seeing the process.
Oh, I see. I do know some people get some pretty zany ones. And this person who does tooth gems, it's called Stardust LA Tooth Gems is the TikTok, but it's just one girl who runs a business and she does Tate McRae's tooth gems. And I think that's the only celebrity she does, but she also did Vanilla Mace's tooth gems. Me personally, nobody's asking. I don't like tooth gems. Like, maybe for someone else, whatever, but am I going to be staring at it the whole time? Yes, I am. If that's what you want them, period. I'm just staring at your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
The entire
I don't
time
mind if other people have them, but like, I definitely didn't want them.
But wouldn't you stare at it when they're talking?
I mean, when you are up close, you can definitely tell what it is. But yeah. I feel like if you're not super up close, it kind of
looks like spit.
Maybe it, depending on what color it is, like
cream cheese or something.
A hole in your tooth or like something stuck in your teeth. Or...
But listen, it's a temporary thing. So if you don't know, tooth gems are literally just little gems that are placed on with what I believe to be like tooth safe, like resin. They literally cure it with UV on your teeth. So it's temporary. Yeah. Lasts, what, a few weeks, I think?
We literally, like, I took mine off immediately after. Like,
I think that's bad for your teeth.
Well, I mean, I have veneers now, so.
Yeah. So it might have led to something. We don't know.
No, we recovered. No. But it was, it like, not on super strong. It was easy to, like, just pick off.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a temporary thing, which I think makes it, like, makes more sense in my head why someone would get it, because it's, like, an accessory that is temporary. Just something you can play around with.
Like, if you're going to a festival or something, maybe.
Yeah. And when you see Vanilla with them on, it kind of makes sense for her personality. Like, usually it's, like, people with, like... I don't know, just like this, not alternative look, but like, just like they have tattoos, they have like cool hair, and then like, it just matches them. Me with tooth gems, I think it would be so random, but I think it just depends on the person. Anyway, they fit Vanilla and she likes tooth gems. So when Stardust LA Tooth Gems reached out to her and said, hey girl, let's, you know, do a little deal where you come and get them for free and I'll just, you know, get some content out of it. Vanilla was like, yeah, for sure. Let's do it. So this girl doesn't just do tooth gems, though. She does also, like, she sells nose cuffs, which I guess are like non-piercing nose things that can you could put in your nose. I don't know. And so Vanilla got two of those. And allegedly, we're going to find out that entire service was worth $400. Apparently, that wasn't paid. And that's the issue. And that's why we're here today. Anyway, again, this was supposed to be a free situation.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say, but didn't she reach out to her? She did.
Yeah. And yeah. I actually saw this all kind of happen in real time, because basically what happened was Vanilla gets the service. Everything seems fine. The girl posts about it. It's still on her page right now where she's like, I did Vanilla's, you know, whatever. And she shows the teeth. Then after the fact, I guess, wanted a different, like, she wanted Vanilla to post about it. And then when that didn't happen, she was like, okay, well, then I'm going to take to TikTok. And then Vanilla was like, actually, I'm going to go on Twitch and read all our messages because this is weird and I don't like this. So that's what we're going to react to right now. She's on Twitch and she's talking about it, like, basically getting ahead of it because the Stardust Tooth Gem lady was like, I'm going on TikTok, which, you know, we do see a lot of these days, I must say.
Trying to take it to the internet because she knows that I have followers or I don't know. That just kind of just doesn't feel right to me. But I have, she's taken pictures of me. She's taken videos of me the day of, and I sent her a picture of me full beat, full glam with the gem. Then I get a message an hour ago. Hi, at this point, you've had plenty of time to make the content as part of your end of the trade. Please either post a video crediting me as your tooth gem artist by the 14th, pay me $400 for the freestyle set and nose cuffs to my Zelle, sends her Zelle, or I will be posting my experience with you on TikTok. I would really like to finish our trade as amicably as possible, but as a small business, I do deserve to be compensated for my art and my time. I'm sure you understand. So I'm like, okay, this is where now, this is where we're having a whole big misunderstanding. Now you're gonna go on the internet and say Vanilla Mace is the evil killer she stole from me. When you never specified that you wanted me to, you no, nowhere ever did you say I have the messages, because at the end of the day it's an exchange. Like, she's right, it is a content exchange. You got the content, you posted the content of me, it's on your page. She must have, in her mind, she must have like expected me to post something, but she never said anything.
When you think of a content swap, do you automatically assume you're going to be posting content? Because I do kind of a little bit.
I feel like for this situation, unless something went wrong and like there was a reason that I didn't want to post, I would have assumed that it was expected for me to post.
Yeah. So I did notice this when I was watching her talk about it. I was like, okay, so you guys agreed to a content swap. In my head and in my experience and in your experience, like, you've done it for your hair and things in the past. Yeah. If someone says like, let's swap, like, we'll do content for service, that doesn't mean they're just gonna film themselves doing your service, because their platform is still not even close to yours. So it doesn't really make sense to just post it.
It might give you like some street cred to like have her on the page as a client, but that doesn't really help if you don't have a lot of people coming to your page anyway. And that's literally Beauty Trippin', the entire like pricing model, like the budget for that show relied usually on the fact that they would email and be like, hey, we have this show, it gets this many views. Clever would email and would be like, it gets this many views, can we do an episode where you give your service in exchange for the promotion you get from the show? We were not expected to post, but even then, like, I usually did.
Yeah.
Like, because it just felt like, sure, nice.
I think that she is like newer to the space. So I don't think it's a malicious thing at all. I think she genuinely thought that that's what it was. And I also think that it is on the other girl. I think there's like, she reads out some messages soon, but like,
she probably should have clarified that that's like,
she should have been very, very upfront and been like, hey, this is the content swap. This is what it will look like. We'll film day of and then you post after. Does this work? Like, that would be the kind of like clarity you need in these situations. I don't know that it shouldn't have been honored after if she did ask for it. Again, she's going to read messages, so I want to see more of like, what did she ask for after the fact? Because if she did say like, hey, can you post now, that would have been good. But we're also going to find out, Vanilla does, she has shouted her out on live streams when people ask about the tooth gem. She's been like, oh, it's Stardust, blah, blah, blah. And her live streams get a lot of views.
Yeah, which is also like a valuable thing that I feel like, like my hairdresser, like that just became like something that was like, oh yeah. And I'd like shout out her handle like constantly.
And also then the $400 and then the nose cuffs, which I offered to pay for. I was like, oh, can I buy these? I literally said, these are so cute, can I buy these? Because I didn't know if she was selling them. She's like, no, just take them. So I'm like, okay, I don't know how I feel about that. So then this is what I said back. I said, hey, I'm sorry, I'm really confused. Nowhere did we agree to trading content. I thought you just wanted a picture of me to post on your own socials, which I sent to you. Even in the messages when we booked, you never stated anything about a content trade. Whenever anyone asks about my tooth gems, I tell everyone it's your work, and I've mentioned your username multiple times on my live stream. I respect your work, but not once did you ever state anything about a content exchange, even in person. Then I was like, I even reposted the post that you posted of my gems as well, which I swore I did, but it's not in here. Maybe I didn't repost it, but I don't remember. I honestly can't tell you. So I said, so I'm just a little confused because I have been promoting you. just because I genuinely liked the work. But nowhere was this something you said. Feel free to look back at the messages. Then I said, I was gonna post a video on my IG story because you were asking and saying, since we traded for content, but you never really said that until after the service. It just feels a little deceptive, and now for you to demand $400 is crazy. I even offered to pay for the nose cuffs, and you said no, LMAO.
It doesn't really provide clarity on, like, what she thought she was going to go in there. Like, Vanilla didn't go in there thinking, I'm going to pay $400. Like, she went in there knowing it was going to be a free service. Do you think she thought it was, like, no strings attached? Like, just, I want to do your gems?
I feel like it's complicated, like, when you think of, like, PR. If any company, like, gifts you something and, like, sends you something, that I would not ever be like,
you have to post that.
That's definitely not a guaranteed to post. Usually, yeah. Also because you haven't tried it yet, which I think is different than getting like a service done.
For sure.
Like, I don't feel like the business owner can like demand a bunch of like specific deliverables and have any say in your content. But I do feel like it would have been expected that you would post. Did she have tooth gems before?
I don't know.
Like, was it like was she like redoing them?
I don't think this is the first time she's had them, to be honest.
Because especially with Beauty Trippin', it was so easy to post stuff like that because it's like, if you were showing it off as like a new thing, it feels super organic and not weird. Like, just tagging them is like so easy. I feel like a lot of the time I would do that even if like I didn't get it for free.
Yeah, but I still do think that on the Stardust girls end, she absolutely needed to be like, this is what this looks like. Like, you can't after the fact be like, okay, are you gonna post now? Like, that's just, it's unprofessional. You shouldn't.
No,
do that.
I think if anything, like, if I were the Stardust girl, I'd be like, maybe have like naively, I guess, expected that she would have posted. But then if she didn't, I mad. Absolutely wouldn't go after her. I would just be like, fuck, I should have like figured that out.
For sure.
Because now it's not even a thing about like me like trying to not support your business. It's for you to come at me crazy asking for, and then. And no, don't go fucking sending this girl. That's exactly why I'm not telling y'all who the fuck it is. I mean, if y'all really want to go. But I mean, she's going to go post on TikTok anyway and try to get me canceled or whatever. But don't, please don't do the most. Please. I'm just trying to. I genuinely was asking because I genuinely am like, am I tweaking? Is she going to put, is she going to go post this? And is everyone going to be like mad at me? So then she goes, you never mention my name on your live videos. My mom even saw multiple lives, and when people ask, you never mention me, and I don't see any content reposted. Honestly, it's so disrespectful to not get any type of reimbursement for my service, whether it be promotion, trade, or financial payment. It's my job, not a hobby. Please respect that. I'll follow back up in 2 days.
I gotta say, I would have assumed that she was expecting that and that's why she offered. But the way she's trying to get what she wants is insane. Like, the threatening her, giving her 2 days, like, that's not, you're dumb. She's clearly then not gonna post now. And then best case scenario, what do you get? You making this into drama that now like we're talking about? I don't feel like that's gonna get her a bunch of new customers now.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
These are intense tooth gems.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a lot of tooth gems. She did a what's considered a freestyle. It's called Custom Confetti Freestyle.
Yeah, I'm feels
it's a lot of gems, like a, you know,
like
you
grills. Know, that makes more sense, though, than why it would cost a little more money. Yeah, so now it has a ton of views, but I wonder how much it had before any of this started coming out.
Yeah, I think that's my thing from Vanilla's side, where I'm just like, you know, someone could post that they did your, like, for instance, when the makeup artist who did Ash Trevino's makeup when she went to prom with Santos to that bar, remember?
Yes, yes.
They got a lot of attention just because people were looking at that event and they like really wanted to see what was going on. But in general, I don't think just posting someone, even if they're a celebrity, like she posts that Tate McRae gets her tooth gems done. I want to see how much she gets on that.
It only helps when people then go to your page later maybe and see, oh, she does Tate McRae's teeth. That's right. Really cool. And then they might go. But if they can't get, if they don't get to the page first, that doesn't really help. Yeah, like Tate McRae right there, it's 127,000, yeah. Which is like, I bet you good, but
anything.
Not-
She does that for free. And this is a repost of Tate McRae's TikTok. So she's also not very good at getting content like in the moment. And she does discuss that where she's just like, I got zero content of Vanilla Mace. Like it was just me taking that picture basically. And then they have messages where she was asking Vanilla. She was like, hey, like, can you take a picture so I could post it? So like she's not even getting the pictures in the moment and or a video or anything. And I think that's on her big time. She needs to, if she's gonna do a content trade, get content.
I pulled up with receipts. I sent a video of me from my live stream literally saying, hey, shout out to, twice, shout out to, for the gems. Again, this is genuinely not me trying to get y'all to go fucking come for her, okay? She was very sweet and welcoming in person. Like she was nothing but nice to me. It's just the fact that this was never discussed. This was never discussed. And it's just, this is just not how you do business with people. I expect when people offer a service for free, of course, they are going to want content out of it. It's the same thing. My lash girl, same thing. Every now and then she'd be like, hey, can we do some content free set on me today? Sure, of course. I'm like, yes. And we communicate that. But even then, I'm like, of course, like if I go to get a free service from somebody, I'm never going to say, no, you can't take a picture of me. That's crazy.
Well, yes, that is crazy. But then also on the flip side, yeah, like I think that it's kind of understood that when people are giving you a free service, what they really want is for you to post or talk about them. That's what they really want.
Even with the shouting out during the live stream, one, it is a live stream, so it's not necessarily the best venue for
still a lot of exposure though, just considering her virality right now. And like she has like, I don't know how many people watching, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was like 50,000 people watching in one moment. And that's like, you know, a big deal.
But when you take into account that it was a verbal shout out instead of like getting tagged in something, I think that, not that people can't just look it up, but I feel like people are more inclined to click something rather than like, oh, what was the name she said? And then like go search it and look it up, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I think it's more valuable to have a tag, obviously.
I know, but if you didn't agree to any of it, like I can still see from Vanilla's standpoint where it's just like, okay, like I didn't know that's what you wanted. And I mean, fair enough. She didn't communicate it well enough. And she is a business person that's supposed to be communicating exactly what it is she's exchanging her service for. So I just think all in all, communication definitely fell short here. And she just thought like, well, I mean, I shouted you out and like you got a picture, like is that not good? I don't know. It is $400. Like thinking about it like this, for Vanilla to shout out your product, it's thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
like just to mention it on a live stream. So when you think about it like that, like a $400 service, it's like, well, you took a picture and I shouted you out. Are we good or no? Like, so I don't know. I see it from Vanilla's perspective 100%. And then we're going to see the business girl. She's a little bit of a hot mess. So she doesn't help herself on social media, I'll say.
I don't know. For her to say like, oh, I'm going to bring it to TikTok. Like, that's where I'm like, huh? I don't know. I just thought that was a little crazy. And please, like I said, I don't want y'all to fucking come for this girl. I literally am asking, and I'm not on here saying her name, like, for a reason. I mean, but that's the thing. Y'all could figure out who it is because I promoted her. So please don't go looking for her. But again, she said she wanted to go to TikTok with it. So I don't know. We'll see if she goes to TikTok with it.
She did. But after the fact, when people found out who it was, I don't know if she would have actually, like, if she was just threatening that or she was really going to go on her own. But she didn't until basically she got ripped a new one on TikTok because people did find her. And yeah, it was a lot. And then she finally made this TikTok. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, Function Health.
We chose Function because it's the only health platform that gives you access to the kind of data that most people never actually get to see. And it gives you the insights that you can actually use to go take action.
Yeah, inside of Function, you can test over 160 biomarkers from heart and hormones to toxins, inflammation, stress. A lot of the things that when you go to a doctor, they're not automatically testing you for. You could even access multi-region MRI and CT scans, which are especially hard to get a lot of times. And it's all tracked in one secure place over time.
Yeah, if you're curious, you should go to the website and check out all of the different biomarkers that they do test for, because it's insane. And it's stuff that I feel like you literally would have to beg your actual doctor to test. And it doesn't take the place of a doctor, but it allows you then to have all of the information to know even what doctor you need to go to instead of just going to a bunch of appointments and finding out nothing.
And if you've ever had a blood test before and seen the results, it could all be very confusing for someone who's not a doctor. So that's why Function is so amazing, because they put it all in layman's terms as well for you to understand and be able to take all of this information and again, take action with it. So it's very user-friendly. And I think that when it comes to your health, that's very important.
So if you want to sign up for Function Health, go to functionhealth.com/DWKT or use the gift code DWKT100. And either way, the first 1,000 people that sign up get $100 off towards their membership.
Again, that's functionhealth.com/DWKT or use the gift code DWKT100 at sign up to be one of the first 1,000 people that get $100 off. And thank you so much to Function Health for sponsoring this episode.
And it is shady, I think, the way she threatened it was kind of like, even though they had a good experience in person, what she was going to say was going to be like acting like it maybe wasn't. Like, I feel like she would have, or I guess we'll hear what she says now, but like exaggerated the situation to make it seem like Vanilla's just like a huge bitch rather than it being a misunderstanding.
I will say in a second, she does prove that people actually did tell her to die. And we do talk a lot about how we're like, come on, nobody was sending you death threats. This is actually one I wouldn't have done that on. And I'm not just saying that because she provided proof. Like, I could see someone like Vanilla Mace's fans who are like diehard, love her to death, thinking like, oh, you're really going to try to like out her. Like, she does nothing. She's unproblematic. Getting like way overboard with it, even though she begged them like not to.
And especially if she's like in her blow up era right now, where everyone's like, they're very super passionate.
Yeah.
I'd like to set the record clear. There was a lot left out in what she told you guys. When Vanilla was here after the service, we both came to a verbal agreement that we would trade for content instead of her paying the $400 for the service. And with that being said, I followed up on 4 different occasions. This is the first time.
So she shows these DMs, and this is her sending it to Vanilla. And it's pictures of the tooth gems. She doesn't show what they said before, but it seems like Vanilla was saying like, I love them, they're great. Or I don't know, she hearted also these pictures that she had sent. So she just liked them, I guess. And then the tooth gem artist says, super happy to hear that, loved creating this set with you. Here are some edited photos. By chance, do you have any video selfie with them? I'm trying to edit them now, but the ones I took were too short. If the quality isn't great, I can send them elsewhere. And then she says, no, I don't have a vid, but I can take one tomorrow. I will say, this message does not mean to me that she wants Vanilla to post it. This means to me that she wants good content that she could post.
Yeah.
So her saying this is her first follow-up, that's your strike number one, because that's not what this means. And then for the second screenshot, she sends her the TikTok of the one that we watched. And then under it, it says, no worries, hope you like it. Don't know what that's responding to. And then she responds to Vanilla saying, no, but I could take a video. She says, or any selfies with a smile and the nose cuffs would be amazing if you don't mind. So it's like, that's also not you asking her to post something. The fact that she's like showing it as like, I followed up on 4 occasions and this was 2 of them. No, thank you.
Yeah.
So then it jumps to her next message and it says, hey, Em, just checking in to see how the tooth gems have been holding up. I haven't seen nor received any content yet, so I just wanted to make sure you're happy with them and everything is going well. Feel free to share any feedback or photos when you have them. Love to see them in action. So still in that, you are kind of saying like, I haven't seen you post anything, but there's nothing about like we agreed on or like, hey, are you going to post those videos we were talking about or anything that makes it seem like that verbal agreement actually happened?
No, it's more of like a passive, like she hadn't responded to the previous 2 asks where she wanted her to send her a video or even her to post. So she didn't send her that or post it herself, which even you could interpret that not to be that she was expecting her to post and tag her even, but just like maybe that she hadn't seen her in any content with them at all.
Right. And then Vanilla does send the picture of her with the tooth gems for her to post and then responds and says, hi, yes, they've been great. Thank you so much. Every time someone asks who did them on live, I've been saying your username. So right there in my eyes, she's being like, I'm shouting you out. Like, I know maybe you haven't seen it, but like, I've been telling people. It doesn't seem like she knows what she's talking about with the content. Like, it doesn't seem like she's like, oh yeah, like those videos will be coming. Kind of like how, remember with Michaela and that one tanning guy where she's just like, oh yeah, like that video's coming, honey. Like, she's not telling her anything.
That one was wild. It was like, yeah, 2 days, like in yeah. 4 more
Give
days.
Give me 1 hour and it'll be up. Yeah. And then it was just never up. So she's not giving her any sort of expectation.
No, this that seems she knows more like she's trying about. To diffuse the situation, maybe because she doesn't like the implication that she should be posting. So yeah. She's like, here you go. Leave me alone.
I doubt that verbal agreement took place, because if it did, then both of them just acting like it didn't is weird. So like, I feel like she kind of made that up, because it's something you can't prove. So this is the last time she followed up. Remember, there was four. And out of three of them, we really don't feel like that's what she was doing. But this last one, she responds to Vanilla's message and says, oh, hadn't seen any mentions, but I appreciate you saying that. Since we traded for content, do you have any video? Vanilla responds back to her asking about the video, and she says, no, but I can make one next time I have my makeup on. And then she says, okay, please let me know once you post it. My small business could really use the exposure. And that's when Vanilla finally responds and says, of course. So I think that is the closest that she gets to like an agreement and an understanding, like, I want you to post. And then Vanilla's like, okay. So yeah. I do think that is like the one thing, but the rest is murky.
I think that there's maybe a chance though that she wouldn't have ended up flipping out like she did if she had sent her videos even just for like the business to post.
Yeah, I will admit that one little clip that she posted on TikTok and then this picture, like she doesn't have a whole lot to show for the service that she did. But that's also on her for not capturing that at all. So for I think sure. It's like both of them, you know, like I feel like Vanilla could have given her the video that she promised her at some point. But then also like the rest before this, I just don't think it's compelling to be like, oh, yeah, you guys totally had an agreement she was going
back
on.
There definitely wasn't a very specific agreement that they like shook hands on. And it seems like
at all.
Both of them had different expectations. I think you kind of also have to, as a creator, have to question, like, why would they be giving this to me for free?
They want you to post about it.
Exactly. It was like, I would feel weird accepting a service for free and then thinking that just a picture of me that they post was enough. I don't think that there's that much value in that. But also, you need to be more specific about what you were 100%. Expecting so you know what you're getting into.
There are many people who have been calling me clout chaser, blackmailer, but I need you guys to understand that trade for content amongst small businesses is common.
Yeah, and it's usually specific and it's usually agreed on in like a very clear, laid out way. And I just don't think you did that at all.
Yeah. And especially depending on who the creator is and like how common it is for them to be tagging other people. Like if she doesn't do that very often, then I feel like you shouldn't.
You need to specify it even more.
Yeah. Like she shouldn't have gone into it assuming she would.
Especially for those who are looking for the exposure. I'm not trying to start drama. I'm just trying to hold her up for her end of the deal. When something is clearly built off of something I contributed to, it feels reasonable to have emotion towards the situation when you were never and if were barely acknowledged.
I have no idea what the hell she just said.
That was kind of a word
That was
salad.
A wild sentence. That one boggled my brain. I have no idea. I'm not with you, girl. You lost me.
At the end of the day, it's still my work and my time. It's not about what I wanted from her. It's about mutual respect. That's all I've been trying to express. Many people are wondering why I sent that message to Vanilla she read last night on her stream. The reasoning behind the message is because it's been well over a month now and the situation is upsetting me. I gained the courage to privately message her about it.
Yeah, but you were telling her you're going to go public, so.
Yeah.
It's not like I wanted to keep this private and you're the one that brought it out. Like, she was scared you were going to do it first.
Just like anyone else, though, I'm human being, too. Guys, I literally worked on her set for 3 hours. And in a sense, I just feel dismissed since she never held up her end of the bargain. Vanilla, I know you told people not to come after me, but that's exactly what they did. And personally, this is a lot. I have never, and I mean never, been in a situation like this before. And I hope you guys can find empathy to listening to both sides of the story before you guys start attacking me. And to everybody bringing up my client, Tate McRae, I've never had a problem with her. She's been genuine human being. So please leave her out of this.
And she's responding to, like, if you go to the Tate McRae TikToks that she posted, all the comments are like, Tate, run. And it's like, so stupid. God. It's like, we don't have to do all that. Okay. She's like good at her craft and whatever. And do I think that she's really slaying with this TikTok? No, I don't. This TikTok didn't do much for me, to be honest.
I feel for her because I would imagine that that would be very overwhelming. And especially if Vanilla's audience is like really passionate and coming at her really hard, that would be a lot. But unfortunately, I do think she kind of poked the bear with this one.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't try and threaten someone to, like, not necessarily ruin their career or anything, but like to get them a bunch of shit and then think that they're just gonna not say anything back.
And then in this next TikTok, she's responding to a comment that says, death threats, where, girl? If you were trading for content, the trade happened. She was on your page. Why would she need to post you? That only works if you guys both gain from each other's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wait. That's not necessarily true. Content swaps, well, I mean, usually for creators mean who?
She got a free service.
Yeah, she got her free service. Yeah. Content swaps aren't just between creators. It can be for service. It can be, it's like bartering almost. It's like, I give you this, you give me this. Like, if it makes sense for both people, then it makes sense. If Vanilla didn't want to dish out $400 that day and all she had to do was post her or say something, like even an Instagram story or something, exactly, it's probably worth it.
Like, and when it is something like getting your hair done or getting a tooth gem or getting something where it's a very clear thing that you can just like take a cute picture and then very easily organically tag them, and it doesn't feel like an ad and it doesn't feel like you're like forcing it on anyone. It's just like, hey, this is who did my teeth.
Yeah. But anyway, she posts the proof that she did get some death threats. Now, do I think that, and I mean, I've gotten messages like this, I don't consider these death threats. Like, I don't consider
this isn't actually like someone coming to your house with a gun.
No, there was one that says, trust, you will be dealt with. And I'm like, you know, that's not very,
that's
but
not a death threat. She that's felt threatened, like a,
whatever.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Like a harassment.
Now, the comments here are left on, and I mean, it is just a ton of people basically being like, you wanted to pick a fight with her, you wanted to like bring up an issue, and so now here's the issue. Like, this is what it turned out like for you. Too bad, so sad. A lot of people also saying like, Vanilla did shout you out, so then what more do you want? And honestly, I think that at the very least, if it's true, and I mean, Vanilla says she sent her the clips, like if she did shout her out on her live stream and she took the pictures for her and stuff, I don't think this was like a ghosting situation that warranted the threat of like, I'm going to TikTok. I really don't think it was worth all that. And obviously, I'm sure she regrets that now because it turned out really bad. She posts another TikTok after getting reamed in the comments that says, thank you to everyone who had given me constructive feedback and not blatant threats. I am receiving it and learning. This is a big learning experience for me. I'm going to take a break and log off because some things being said are just out of line.
That's, I think, valid.
And then one day ago, she posted this.
I feel like people don't understand the process and materials that go behind into doing tooth gems.
Oh, so she's not addressing it? She's just talking about tooth gems? Oh, yeah. So she didn't really take a break.
Yeah, when was the other one?
3 days ago.
3 days
ago? And then
ago?
A day ago, shook, she's doing like a off tutorial on freaking tooth gems.
Maybe she decided that she should try and harness some of the attention, even if it's not good.
Maybe. All in all, I just think that like she definitely fucked up with not being straightforward. And then Vanilla is just like kind of new to the scene and just didn't feel like posting it and thought that what she was doing was enough, which again, I'm sure shouting her out on live streams was like, that's a lot. You know what I mean? Like that's valuable. But I think that the tooth gem lady just doesn't, even though she probably has done it before, or like she's heard of her friends do it before, like she does not have a structure with content swapping. And you kind of have to, because if you're not charging money, like charging money is such a straightforward thing. And then this is like kind of a little bit weirder, or just like more, it's just different that you should be very straightforward with it, because it is different. It's not just charging X for X. It's like, this is exactly what I want. You down for that? While you're literally reaching out to the creator, you tell them that.
And this isn't even defending her, but I think there are circumstances where I'm sure they try to approach it from a more casual, less formal proposal, just because, like I said earlier, if like I have a brand offering to like gift me something, but then they come at me with like a bunch of deliverables, I'm going to be like, no, bye. I do think that she believed that they had an agreement. I just don't think she realized that it wasn't, like, it's not necessarily standard to have the creator tag. And I think also, especially with creators with millions and millions of followers, they're very aware of how much people pay them to post stuff. So I think it's not as common for them to just like tag people.
Yeah.
To be nice.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm sure she's simultaneously getting offered thousands and thousands of dollars for brand deals and being like, okay, you did my tooth gems. Like, that's really nice. I'll shout you out, but that's it, girl. Like, exactly. I'm not going to post on Instagram.
I think that a lot of people will be like, how hard is it to just post? And on one hand, I do agree with that, especially when it is something that feels like a really organic, like no one's going to think it's weird that you're tagging her. You could take a picture showing it off and just like shout her out. But at the same time, I also know that, yeah, it's easy, obviously, to tag someone, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily good for your brand to just like tag people whenever they want, because there is a value to it and you know that people are paying for it.
Yeah, but we do have one last clip from Manila in a different live stream talking about this. Let's see what she says.
And I sat down at 1:40 p.m. and this is a picture of me at 3:23 p.m. in my car already having left. I'm actually...
Oh, so she's suggesting that the service was not 3 hours long. So 1:40 is when she started, and at 3:20 she was already in her car. So it was like an hour and like 10, not even 2 hours.
Like physically here, I think it's a live photo. I'm like literally driving as I'm taking the picture.
Not safe, queen.
So
yeah, it was like, maybe we don't admit that.
I would just like to say this is me already out of the place, having already had another 20-minute conversation. Maybe 10 minutes of conversation after the fact, 10 minutes of her taking pictures and videos. So everything all included. When you think I worked on your gems for 3 hours, I think from like start to finish of you doing the work, from the time you started picking out the gems, from the time that you finished putting the gems on my teeth, that's kind of what when you say I worked on your gems for 3 hours. Unfortunately, that was not true. It did not take. I actually was very impressed. It was kind of fast. Definitely did not take 3 hours. So would just like to let you know that. And then also in the video, she said that we had agreed on Vanilla posting content for her not to pay the full price of $400. Not once did she ever say a dollar amount ever. Not once. The
$400, I believe that.
I only heard of that when she made the video.
I also believe it because of the whole like nose cuff thing that sounds like it happened, where it's just like, oh, just grab it, take it, like, you know, that type of vibe. And then after being like, well, this is what it's worth.
Yeah, like that would definitely rub me the wrong way, because I think there are a lot of situations even where I've been offered, or I've even reached out to a brand maybe, and they're like, yeah, we can give you this for blah, 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 blah. And then it's like listing like a ton of things. And I'm like, never mind, I'll just pay for
it.
Her not accepting that, trying to frame it like, oh, well, I gave it to her for free. Well, if she offered to pay you and you still didn't take it.
Not once was a dollar amount ever said ever. Like I said. So, yes. Okay, cool. So let's move on. That's just all I wanted to clarify, because I know that some people were like, okay, cool, you know. And don't get me wrong. Yes, there are like... the tooth gem kits that you buy on freaking like Amazon are not the same ones that you get if you go to like somebody who actually does them. It is more expensive, obviously, but
reminds you of the OPI girl.
You know, I just think that whole thing kind of was just like, and I'm not saying I was completely in the right either, because I literally was like trying to be nice, because after the fact she was like, oh, could you just like make a video and stuff, even though this was like not something she asked for beforehand. Me just trying to be nice, I was just saying, yeah, I'll make the video, I'll do it, I'll make it when I have makeup on or whatever, just trying to be nice. Like, I did say yes. I did say after the fact, yeah, sure, I'll make a video. Sure, sure, sure. Obviously, I didn't end up making the video, because at the end of the day, I was like, I mean, girl, she got the million views off of me. So, you know, what does it really matter?
I will say that was a mistake. You shouldn't have said yeah. Like,
yeah,
even be trying to be nice. You should have just been like, hey, like, not really sure what you mean. I know it's awkward, but like, don't say yes, because then you're going to have a Michaela Nogueira tanning guy thing on your hands. And nobody wants that.
Yeah. Well, and to say like, oh, she already got the million views, like, what does it matter? And it's like, well, the whole point, I think, is that it can be very life changing for a small business, for someone like you.
Of course it can.
To give them the shout out. So it's like, it does matter a lot to them.
Yeah, for sure. But then also, if she got a million views on the tooth gem thing, I don't know if that's what she's referencing, she didn't get paid off of that. That didn't qualify to be paid for. So it's just like, what does that mean? It doesn't mean much. Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's Vanilla's first scandal. Hopefully her only scandal. She's quite likable. She seems really nice, unproblematic. People compare her a lot to like Jenna Marbles, although I think she's a Jenna Marbles is, you know, she's her own person. Marble, you can't do it.
Yeah,
you
I was like, I feel like Jenna Marbles would be posting multiple things, like tagging about how it's her favorite person or something. No. I mean, as far as scandals go, I feel like this is pretty
light.
Yeah, pretty light. Tame.
Yeah, I can deal with
this. She's going to bounce back pretty fine.
She'll be fine. Yeah.
I think she could have handled some stuff differently and like
both
maybe
of them,
it would have been nice for her to post. Sure. But I think none of this would have happened if that girl hadn't been like trying to threaten her to like go public.
100%.
That's like the dumbest thing you could do.
Stupid decision. Yeah.
Hey girlies, we have a bit of an update. Stardust LA Tooth Gems has posted their final statement. The caption is, "This is my last statement I will make regarding this situation. Thank you for taking the time to read it." It's kind of long, but it says, "Hi everyone, I want to speak from the heart and offer some context that I believe matters. The defamatory information that is circulating online is both concerning and extremely hurtful. This has gotten very out of hand for a plethora of reasons. Therefore, I would like to make a final statement about this issue and respectfully move forward. Recently, I became involved in a public narrative that does not reflect the full truth due to miscommunication and out-of-context messages being shared. I made a verbal agreement with an influencer over a month ago to provide my gem services in exchange for her posting content, which is very common in this industry. Weeks passed and the content never came. I followed up patiently and respectfully multiple times to no avail. She continuously promised to make content and send it to me, but never followed through. At this point, she did tell me that she had shouted me out on live stream, but did not send me any video clips or link to show for it. Eventually, after giving it over a month, I asked for our agreed upon content or payment of my work. I let her know that if I didn't receive either, after a specified amount of time, I would be sharing my experience online. I only mentioned going public as a last resort because I felt like I had exhausted all other avenues. This was not for clout or to be messy. This was simply to stand up for myself and my small business. It was only then did she send me the few second clips of her shouting me out on her live stream. My intent was not to take our business agreement or conversation to the internet. My intent was to be compensated for my work or have the other end of the deal be met. However, after she took our private conversation to the internet, I had no choice but to follow up publicly to defend myself and explain our interactions with the appropriate context. Going forward, I'll be using clear, written contracts, not just to protect myself, but to help set a higher standard for all small business owners, especially in creative fields, to ensure this does not happen again. If you're a small business owner, artist, or service provider, protect your work. Your time, talent, and labor matter. Thank you to those who continue to support me and book Stardust LA." So, while I can appreciate certain aspects of that, because as I said in the episode, like, it is common to do exchanges for services like that, but she also, like she did in her videos, threw in here that she had followed up patiently and respectfully multiple times to no avail, but like, her follow-ups weren't exactly following up for what she was wanting. And then when she did, it was coupled with, "or I'll take it to the internet." So like, it wasn't like there was months of her leading up to this point. It was kind of like in her head, maybe they were leading up to that point, but in reality, she hadn't even fully asked until the time that it was accompanied with a threat. So I understand why Vanilla would have taken it that way, because that's how it came off. But anyway, I think that it is a good move that she'll be doing clear written contracts moving forward. I'm not quite sure how much of an impact that'll really have to ensure this doesn't happen again. But I do think that people that provide a service that want promotion in exchange for that service should be very clear about what they're seeking out of the arrangement. And on the occasions when you don't make it clear, that's kind of on you at the end of the day, unfortunately. Anyway, that's it for this update. Back to us. Bye. Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Hungry Root.
Hungry Root is amazing because it takes all of the stress that you normally have around mealtime away by filling your cart with personalized picks and planning your entire week of meals.
It's basically like a personal shopper and a nutritionist had a baby.
Yeah, and they have over 15,000 recipes to choose from every week, so you're literally going to find something for every member of your family and you're never going to get sick of it.
And all the ingredients usually come pre-portioned, and also sometimes they're pre-prepared.
Yeah, they have things like smoothies, kid snacks, sweets, salad kits, but then they also have ready-to-eat meals. There's just a huge variety. And they screen out over 200 additives, so that's where the nutritionist comes in. Things like high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, preservatives, all the meat that you get through them is antibiotic-free. Like, it's a really healthy option, especially when you consider how little time it takes to prepare it.
Which is way less time than it would take for me to, like, go out and get food, because I also live in the middle of nowhere, so takes me like an hour to do anything.
Yeah, I just had their tomato basil pasta vodka chicken dish. I messed up the name, but it was delicious.
I also had a pasta dish, as usual. Those are my fave. It was a rigatoni a la vodka with chicken sausage.
So if you guys want to try out Hungry Root for yourself, for a limited time, you can get 40% off your first box plus a free item in every box for life, which is amazing. All you have to do is go to hungryroot.com/DWKT and use the code DWKT.
That's hungryroot.com/DWKT and use the code DWKT and you get 40% off your first box plus something free in every box for the rest of your life.
And thank you so much to Hungry Root for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Well, anyway, are you ready to move on to the scandal of this episode?
Yeah, gives me
okay,
anxiety.
This is crazy. This is fucking nuts. When I saw this, my secondhand embarrassment like was just so heavily triggered because who even thought that there was jumbotrons at concerts? I didn't know that.
Yeah, or except for like maybe Charlie XCX when she has like people do the Apple dance.
Oh, yeah. But that's like so pre-planned and like you're so well aware that you're going to be in that area. Like I feel like jumbotrons are like sports games and that's it. But
you don't have cameras searching the crowd usually. Like,
yeah, no.
It's like a Charlie XCX or like a Sabrina Carpenter when she like picks someone out of the audience.
But it's usually like front row. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, even then, like they don't show them until they like get to the stage.
Yeah. The fact that this happened cannot be explained in any other way than just like, this was meant to happen. This is like serendipitous. This is life being like, this needed to be exposed.
This is karma is a bitch.
Yeah. Like, wow. I am so shocked. So this is at a Coldplay concert.
Of all
and
places.
I'm just going to play the clip. This almost like, it's like such a short topic, but it's so worth talking about. And then also, it could have just been my like, we love the internet, to be honest. But here we go.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Okay, one of the most insane aspects of this, I think, is that had they not freaked out, and they just stayed,
it would have
like,
just
posing.
Been, I thought
no
that.
One would
I thought
have,
that,
I'm like,
Lily.
They would have been fine. Unless someone knew his wife or knew her
unlikely.
Husband was
so
at
unlikely.
The concert,
yeah.
They would have been fine. But they just fucking made it the worst possible, most obvious thing you could possibly do.
Yeah. So if you're just listening, just to explain to you what's happening, it cuts like from someone in the audience, which by the way, they're not the first people on the Jumbotron. So the fact that this was going around the audience, they did know and they should have not been cuddling up like that. Because literally this screenshot of like they're holding hands wrapped up, they could not get out of this and explain this away if their life fucking depended on it. Like they look like they have been married for 30 years. This is insane.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So
yeah, like it wasn't like a like someone's whispering in someone's ear and it kind of looks like they're about to kiss or something. And it this is like,
well, that's why I compare this to Ned from the Try Guys, because I remember my main issue of Ned was like, why would you be making out with another person that you work with when you're famous on the internet and you're married for being like, you're known for being the wife guy?
And that's why I said earlier that I think his was more dumb, because like he was famous. People know who he is. This guy is not famous. He's just a successful CEO. They must have just been super confident that no one in their lives were going to be attending a Coldplay concert.
It's so fucking bad. So obviously their reaction was like just instinct of just like, we cannot be seen together. And that's what he says. Chris Martin was like, either they're having an affair or they're really shy. And oh my God.
Well, I also saw someone point out, like, again, I think not the right move, because not cheating on your spouse would be the right move. But in this situation, him ducking immediately to be out of the shot is better than what she does, which is just turn around and then go over and like stand next to her friend, which then can identify her still, because if people know the friend, then they'll know who it is.
Yeah, but
and
him ducking too. I mean, we got such a good, like, this is in 4K. Like, it can't be better quality. Like, there's no confusion. I see you, sir. It's
and
just
I've
so
seen
bad.
This happen before with people at like sports events where they're like, not even like intertwined like this, but they're like holding hands or just kind of like in close with each other, or even I think just sitting next to each other. But like if you're at a sports game with someone that isn't your significant other, I feel like that's pretty incriminating unless they're like a good friend. I've seen it before, but it's like obvious, but it's not as like dramatic. It's not like so much movement. It's more of like a
he almost threw her over the balcony. Like literally that was so aggressive. Like they both, and what pisses me off, because it is funny to see them get caught, but then you have to imagine like he is married, he has children, like long-term marriage.
So is she, I guess.
Yeah, they're like both in relationships and both cheating on their spouses. I just felt like you're bold enough to do it. You both are on the board, which like HR violation, hello?
She is the head of HR.
Oh my God, wait, really? I thought she was, okay, well, let's go in order. Let's talk about the company. So basically they work for a company called Astronomer. Never heard of it, but I guess it does data orchestration. Okay, whatever the fuck that means. And he is the CEO, Andy Byron, mm-hmm. and she is Kristen Cabot, who is the chief people officer. I didn't know what that meant, but you're saying that's like
that's the head of HR. Head of it.
Yeah. That's fucking... To be the head of HR and having an affair with the fucking CEO is crazy. That's actually... And doing it at a Coldplay concert and getting literally caught on a jumbotron? Like, this is amazing.
And called out by Chris Martin.
Yeah, I called out by Chris Martin.
And again, like, had they just not reacted... He wouldn't have said anything. No,
it
one
might have shown up on TikTok, but it wouldn't have been viral. Would have just been like, "Oh, look at this like jumbotronic boring."
Then, like, why would they even like? Right. That wouldn't be something people are really seeking out. Also, I feel like it's like way more common than it should be for HR people to be involved in their own scandals.
I mean, I just can't imagine how you're this bold. Like, that is why I put it up there with Ned. Some people were saying that it's just him that's married. I don't know if we can confirm that she's married. So the wife,
I know, I read that she for sure is.
You commented that the wife changed her name on Facebook?
Well, people saw this and then they started flooding her Facebook.
Ugh, I hate that for her. But with positive stuff.
They were positive, but also it was just like they needed her to know, which like, yeah, I get. I think, yes, it's nice there were positive comments, but like maybe we don't go
literally have some humanity. Like this woman that's fucked.
I did try because I guess there was like an excessive amount of like this has gone so viral. Like
it has.
So many people are talking about it. I guess there was a shit ton of comments and then people like she hadn't responded to any of them, but it was confirmation that she had definitely seen them because her name on Facebook was like her full name, which included her maiden name as her middle name. And she, I guess, made a quick little adjustment and she has dropped his last name.
I love that, but also she could be doing that because people
argue it's just because she doesn't want people to be able to find her because she also then shortened her first name. But then I was looking for it just to like see the comments and stuff and I couldn't find it, so I think she's either deleted it or gone private. But that could have been a step one, but I do think it's also like a well done step one.
And I mean, what's so ridiculous, I mean, just to do this to your wife in general is insane. Why not just fucking leave her? My imagination goes to like maybe they don't have a prenup, they've been married for so long and he knows he's gonna lose half his money in a divorce and he just doesn't want to do that. That's like where my initial brain goes to.
But also, I mean, so many people are just like stay together for the kids and like we're happy.
I don't know what their situation is, but regardless, this is the most insane work done by the universe that I've ever seen in my entire life. Like this is just, I mean, he just got reamed. Like they are literally just plastered everywhere. Just both of them holding hands like that. It's so bad.
Yes, it's good that he got exposed because like fuck him for doing this. But I'm like, oh my God, of all the ways to find out, like that's so, that
no, it's awful. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine.
I don't know how old the kids are either, but like,
they're like teenagers. It looked like
that sucks.
I know. Yeah. And then you're like on TikTok and all of a sudden your dad is being a fucking dick.
And it's all just, I don't understand it.
And the head of HR, get a grip, lady. But this is going to be like a really big problem for the company. I'm actually interested to see if like we hear any more about that. I think he wouldn't lose his job, but like there's no way she keeps her job after that. She's on the board and she's fucking the CEO. And everybody knows about it. Everything's going to fall to shit.
But he would be the one that would be more considered to be in the wrong because he's higher up than her.
I mean, I guess, yeah, with the power imbalance. But then it's also like, but you like own HR. Like you're supposed to know this lady. You're supposed to like not do that.
You would think it would be kind of a conflict of interest for her job.
And I mean, yes, he's higher up than her, but she's like on the board. So like she's also very high up.
Yeah, but not all companies necessarily have like a no relationship rule.
I think when you're married, like, that's between just, board members. Know,
obviously, morally, you should not have a relationship. But usually there are rules that you can't date someone beneath, not beneath you, but, you know, like under you. So, like, again, he would be the one I think that would be more in trouble. But also, like, yikes. I feel like you would have to quit just because, like, this is so messy. And like,
no, I feel like I would have to be buried. Like, you would need to bury me. I could never be seen by anyone ever again. That is literally the most humiliating shit I have seen. And so you went to a Coldplay concert and got outed.
But also, at least one person knew. And I'm imagining that more than one person probably knew. So, like,
yeah, well, that's my thing where it's like, you were bold enough to do it and tell multiple people about it. You guys should have just stood there holding hands. Not you both being ashamed now. Too late.
Hey girlies, we have another update, and it is multiple statements that have been put out by Astronomer, which is the company that Andy Byron used to be the CEO for, because he is not anymore. Their first one was the morning of July 18th, and it says, Astronomer is committed to the values and culture that have guided us since our founding. Our leaders are expected to set the standard in both conduct and accountability. The board of directors has initiated a formal investigation into this matter, and we will have additional details to share very shortly. Alyssa Stoddard was not at the event, and no other employees were in the video. Andy Byron has not put out any statement. Reports saying otherwise are all incorrect. So, a couple notes there. I will take accountability here. We were wrong. Apparently, the other lady that, like, didn't dive out of the shot. Yeah, I guess that wasn't a coworker. So that was misinformation. That was what everyone was saying. I don't know how anyone even arrived at that conclusion. We don't even know if that lady in the video knows them. It kind of looks like she does. But to be clear, she is not an employee at that company. It does say that no employees were in the video. It doesn't say no employees were there, but we'll hope that no other employees were there. Anyway, as for it saying that Andy Byron has not put out a statement, oh my God, you guys, reasons I hate the internet. Like, we did fall for the people saying that that other lady was an employee, but that also just felt like a weird thing to make up. Why would you say that it was another employee if it wasn't? Anyway, so yes, we fell for that. But the people I've seen reposting and reacting to statements allegedly put out by both Andy Byron and also his wife, the one that got cheated on. Yeah, apparently she had put out a statement as well. Spoiler alert, neither of them put out statements and they are ridiculous. The one by Andy, like, quotes Coldplay and also talks about how it was a private moment that he didn't consent to being made public, which, like, legally that's not true because, like, when you buy a concert ticket, you're giving them consent to film you. So that goes out the window. But also, like, no, this man did not quote Coldplay. Like, the statement was ridiculous. I'm not even going to read it, but it didn't come from any legitimate source. You could pretty quickly look online and see that it originated from an account that had, like, no followers, that wasn't even verified. Not that verified even means anything on Twitter anymore, but it was very clearly fake. Then the quote unquote wife puts out a statement, and hers is even more ridiculous. One, because it references his statement and, like, says something about the Coldplay lyrics, which he didn't put out a statement and she would have known that that was fake. Then in addition to that, it's just very clearly not real. And I was just dying at the people not only just reposting it on its own, but people making these full videos, like, applauding her and being like, yeah, she's such a boss ass bitch. Like, oh my God, I want to be her when I grow up. She's so savage. And I'm just watching these like, you know, that's not her. Like, being publicly cheated on and then have the entire world talking about it, this would not be the response that they put out. But anyway, later that day, the Astronomer Twitter account put out that co-founder and chief product officer Pete DeJoy is currently serving as interim CEO, given Andy Byron has been placed on leave. We will share more details as appropriate in the coming days. And then the coming days, aka the next day, they posted, as stated previously, Astronomer is committed to the values and culture that have guided us since our founding. Our leaders are expected to set the standard in both conduct and accountability. And recently, that standard was not met. Andy Byron has tendered his resignation and the board of directors has accepted. The board will begin a search for our next chief executive as co-founder and chief product officer Pete DeJoy continues to serve as interim CEO. Before this week, we were known as a pioneer in the data ops space, helping data teams power everything from modern analytics to production AI. While awareness of our company may have changed overnight, our product and our work for our customers have not. We're continuing to do what we do best, helping our customers with their toughest data and AI problems. And that's it. So no statement from Andy, no statement from his wife, which isn't surprising because they aren't public figures. Why would they be putting out statements? Especially Andy. Like, what is he going to say? I mean, he's not going to post Coldplay lyrics, I'll tell you that. But as for his wife, I feel bad. Even though people are being nice to her, do you think she wants this attention? Like, I saw people talking about how the whole thing could be turned into like a rom-com movie where she like finds love afterwards. And I'm like, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think she wants anyone talking about her making a movie about you know, her marriage falling apart. Like, what are we doing? Anyway, I hope that she's okay. Do not go harass her, even if it's with positivity. And don't harass him. I don't know if there's anywhere to harass him, but just don't harass people in general. Anyway, the internet still having a field day. The amount of memes and like recreations and parodies I've seen from this situation is insane. I feel like this is like one of the most viral moments we've had in a long time. But that is all I have for you for an update. So back to us. Oh my God.
Anyway, that was a fun little topic. Again, could have been my We Love the Internet because I love it, but it wasn't. You want to do a real We Love the Internet?
Yeah, I feel so bad for her.
Okay, so you get to choose for the We Love the Internet. I have three choices.
Okay.
Farts, jizz, or a very funny Karen interaction.
Is it the pool?
Yeah. Is that not so funny?
I loved it. I watched it three times last night.
Dude, I was in disbelief. Okay, my favorite is just no context, so I'm just gonna play it.
There is no context.
No, literally, there's none. Here she comes. Oh boy. Here we go.
Oh my God, wait, no, my favorite part. Oh!
Ugh, not the soggy socks.
Not making it seem like she meant to do that. Oh, we're in it again. Oh my God.
She's all sliding every... Oh, it's so bad.
I'm just like, lady, she couldn't possibly have underestimated, like overestimated your height that badly.
This is my favorite part.
Nope.
You gotta get in how you get out. You gotta get in how you get out. Don't fucking touch it. Come on, brave girl.
I'm so dead.
Come on, brave girl.
Come on, brave girl. And
you're not great. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
She made it over.
If anything, why wouldn't you lift it up?
She literally tried to do like 100 things and could not do a single one. And that was my favorite. Like, she just was so exasperated and angry. When she tried to pick up the pool, I was like, oh no, just get out of here, lady. You just gotta go.
That's like par for the course with Karens. It's that they like get to the point where they would do like whatever they're thinking that they're gonna do, but then they're like realizing that they're like a Karen. And,
yeah,
like,
what I'm gathering, because in the second part, she talks about how when the water comes through, it's like Niagara Falls. And so what I'm thinking is happening is that she empties out the pool. Like, she obviously has a very tiny backyard that's very close to other houses, and she's emptying out the inflatable pool and the water goes everywhere. But I'm like, lady, does it never rain there? Like, what's the big deal?
I don't know if it was like leaking or something when she was filling it up, because when she's first coming over, you can hear that the hose is on. When she walks around to like try and before she picks it up, she gives up and then walks away and says, yeah, we'll just keep it on your like in your property then or something. It's definitely that the water is somehow leaking onto her side, but like, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. And I just die that the girl's reaction is so like, she's so quiet. Like,
no, even when because she's just letting stuff, her freak out, which like, is the best part.
Yep, I know.
And then the lady just stops so and like loud. Looks off and just, yeah, no, it's very hard to watch, but it's a great watch if I do say so myself.
Walking through the pool multiple times in her shoes, I'm like, insane. Oh my God. And then just act like not acknowledging it and acting like she meant to do that as yeah, if she's no. probably Girl, not like not dying that. Inside that her socks are now wet and it's all I hate it. Okay, I have two dog options. One is puppies and one is a dog getting caught doing something.
Let's do the getting caught one.
Hey Penny, do you happen to know who's sneaking the food before their walk?
The eyes almost went into two different corners of the room.
No! Ooh!
Let her eat
like
it.
A little chipmunk in there.
That's so funny. Oh my God, how cute. Well, guys, we've reached the end. That's all we've got for you today, but hopefully you enjoyed. And if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much.
We do.
But as always, we hope you have a wonderful week and we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Yes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.